Blog Talk.
Today, the sun is out shining brightly and smiling on all of us today, and I hope everyone had a good week at work, and I'm sure most of you have been watching the games today, and of course, we will get our sports report from Ms. Chabanet later, so we'll find out who's winning or who has lost. So, season starting off on a good note, so we'll see how it goes.
Now for us Cowboys. Oh, yeah.
Well, our co-host is not here today, Bernice, because, hey, it's her birthday.
Yay!
Happy birthday, Bernice. You are missed, but girlfriend, enjoy your day. Today is your day.
That's right.
Yeah, so as Shab would say, party like a
rock star.
All right, then. Mm-hmm. All right, and also let me introduce, as always, Perennial, our switchboard operator and producer of the show, Talk to Me, Chabanet.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
And while we start the show, we always try and do shout-outs to remember folks. So we're going to do a shout-out, which we have already, to Miss Bernice. Happy birthday to her. Happy birthday to Andrea, our cousin in Arizona. Happy birthday to Mr. Andrew DiBasio. Happy birthday to Gina Bigby, our cousin in Seattle. Happy birthday to my sister and Chabanet's auntie, Bebe.
Yes.
And happy birthday to Mr. Tyler Perry. All you Virgos out there, I tell you.
And I got to give love to my boy Brandon. Today's his birthday. Happy birthday, Brandon.
Happy birthday, Brandon.
Yeah, Jack better be taking me somewhere good, too.
I know that's right. I know that's right. So do you have any shout-outs, Chabby, beside Brandon?
No, that was it.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, Jesse. Happy birthday, girl. Your birthday was Monday.
Happy birthday, Jesse. Hope you're enjoying it. I think, isn't she on a cruise or
something?
Yeah,
she just got back from a cruise, so you go, girl.
All right. Well, I'm sure she's enjoying her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, as always, the beginning of the show, we do entertainment news. We're going to be talking about politics today as well, discussing some hot topic button issues, and also sports. You know Ms. Chabanet got to bring the sports. And, of course, news of the weird. We can't have a show without news of the weird, y'all. Okay. And entertainment news is sex teen cheating. What do you think, Ms. Chabanet?
Yeah. Anytime you step out, whatever the reason is, cheating is cheating. I guess it's just your own definition of what level of cheating.
Okay, well, this is a question in the day of new technology. Alicia Keys and her hubby producer, Switz Beatz, otherwise known as Kasim Dean, got caught up in a texting scandal. A former jump-off of Beats girl, Christina Elizabeth, is talking, and she says she used to fool around with Beats when he was married to his first wife, Mashonda. Elizabeth says they recently reconnected during Beats' marriage to Alicia Keys, y'all, by exchanging text messages. Elizabeth is a singer-songwriter from Texas. She admits she didn't have sex with Beats, but they were planning on hooking up. They exchanged numerous sex text messages where Beats told her, Elizabeth, he couldn't wait to have sex with her.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. Hello. Elizabeth came forward with her story when someone stole her cell phone and revealed the messages between her and Beats. Was Beats planning to cheat on Alicia Keys? Beach is jokingly referred to as a single married man. Let me repeat that. Beach is jokingly referred to as a single married man. When he hooked up with Alicia Keys, he was still married to wife number one, y'all.
But
Mashonda.
See, now, here's the thing. Now, there's two versions to that. One version is they were already split up when he got with Alicia Keys.
Mm-hmm.
But then the other version, I think what his wife or ex-wife was saying is that Alicia Keys is the reason why they broke up. So I'm not sure which is true. You know, if I guess the bottom line is, Alicia, if he did it once, what made you special?
Well,
you know, I mean, that's, like I said, just two versions. You know, only those three know the truth, or actually
true.
Two, Swiss Beats and his ex-wife, but
Well, you know, Beats also fathered a child overseas during his marriage when he was married to Mashonda girl.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. And he still owes the IRS $3 million, thank you very much. Since marrying Alicia, Beats has added to his brood with another son that Beats recently celebrated his 33rd birthday and bought Keys a brand new Lotus sports car. And let that be the reason, but is this karma for Keys on hooking up with a married man?
Wasn't her last dude a married man?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? And that's crazy. How can you buy her a Lotus and you owe the government $3 million?
Well,
looks like him and Keys owe the government $3
million. You would think, huh?
It depends where they got married. Community property, people.
Mm-hmm.
Community property. That's why you need to believe in prenup.
Ask Whitney and Bobby.
Well,
child support.
Hello. Idiot.
Well, Jamie Foxx is set to host the Michael Jackson tribute set for October 8th, y'all, in Wales. But I got to tell you about the Jackson family. It was a nice payday for Katherine Jackson and the children of Michael Jackson. The Michael Jackson estate recently gave Katherine and the kids $30 million.
Amen.
Since the King of Pop died 2 years ago, the state, Okay. The estate generated over $310 million through sales of T-shirts, video deals, music publishing, and other various merchandise. But what y'all need to understand, too, Michael has some outstanding debts. So evidently, out of that $310 million, they paid off all them outstanding debts that Michael owed, and that's what Katherine got back out the deal was $30 million, which is real good.
Well, yeah, and plus now they won't be coming after her.
No, they won't. So I'm assuming that that's what the Exeter did of the estate was paid off all Michael's outstanding debts.
Okay.
Because if he made $310 million, but she only got $30 million of that $310 million, then they paid off his debts.
Good.
Mm-hmm, which is good, yeah. Gives her peace. Okay, Oscar winner Jennifer Hudson recently celebrated her 30th birthday. Girlfriend is looking good, y'all. And she's featured in the Best Dressed issue of People magazine.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Well, did Tea Party favorite and former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin have some cooked rice in her past? In a new tell-all book by Joe McGinnis, The Rogue, Searching for the Real Sarah Palin, the author talks about Palin and drug use, extramarital affairs, and a college one-night stand with NBA superstar Glenn Rice. The explosive book comes out September 20th, tomorrow. I'll have more on that because, honey, even Chuck Barkley has something to say, okay, about that.
Oh, Lord, what
he said. Oh, yeah, I'll get to it. Something else. Well, anyway, Tyler Perry, and congratulations to you, sir, has been named Forbes magazine highest paid male entertainer.
Amen.
Perry, who just turned 42, has made over $500 million with his Mandia franchise alone.
Right on.
Mm-hmm. So that's not even including his TV shows.
Good.
So what's going on with singer Lionel Richie? Richie has delayed work on his latest music project, and he has had to cancel some concerts. Y'all, if you know anything, let us know. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. Also, the chat line is open, so y'all go on in there, chat line, and talk to the producer. She'll be glad to talk with you.
Not really, but I'll pretend.
Oh. You know you're wrong.
I'm just playing, y'all. Come on in. Come on in.
Producer-composer Nile Rodgers of Cheek fame is writing a book. The book La Freak is coming out next year. It will detail his music career and his battle with cancer. Rodgers has worked with Diana Ross, David Bowie, Mick Jagger, Madonna, and Sister Sledge. So I guess look for that in the near future. Okay, and the dedication of the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial is taking place on October 16th. Mark your calendars, please. That's October 16th in Washington, D.C., for the dedication of the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial. Okay, well, it's going to be a boy for Fantasia. Just thought y'all might want to know that.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was a good weekend for comedian Kevin Hart. His movie documentary, Laugh at My Pain, took in over $2 million at the box office, y'all.
Damn. I didn't even know about it. My girl told me about it. It's supposed to be a stand-up movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it only cost him $750,000 to make.
Hello. Good profit.
So he cleared about $1 million, yeah. Well, can you get married and pay just $199?
Yep.
Well, yes. If you are comedian and actor Eddie Griffin, he got married last week,
what?
And that is how much he paid when he married longtime girlfriend Nia Rivers. You cheap son of a bitch. I don't care if y'all been together 20 years. You could have went on and gave that girl a decent wedding.
$199?
Okay, we know he a comedian, so let's take it as he was just trying to be funny, y'all.
That's less than a GP.
He was just trying to be funny.
Oh, okay.
Well, is there a shakeup in the future for ABC's Good Morning America? George Stephanopoulos may be out, and sports anchor Josh Elliott may be his replacement. Elliott used to work at ESPN, ABC's sister cable network.
Oh.
Stephanopoulos has been cited for being too short against the other hosts of the show, Robin Roberts and Laura Spencer. I think his problem is he seems uninterested in the lighter segments. He may return to his old position on the show this week also on ABC. That's cold,
damn,
y'all.
Damn.
I know. That's cold. Well, Chauvinet, what's going on in News of the Weird down the hall, girl?
Well, what can I say? News of the Weird are true stories around the world. And yes, people, we as human beings are very, very odd creatures. Let me tell you why. When I get to Africa, I have to worship him, says Elizabeth Osi, part-time First Lady of the Akwamu people of eastern Ghana, speaking of her husband, Isaac, who is the Akwama chief. When I get back, he has to worship me, because Elizabeth is the president of the couple's New York City taxi company, where they work 12-hour days when they're not Ghanaian royalty. Isaac's reign, according to an August New York Times report, covers several months a year and requires divine-like wisdom in adjusting his people's disputes.
What?
Yes. So he is the president, part-time president of the Akwama people in eastern Ghana. And then when he's not there, he's picking passengers up in New York and taking them wherever they need to be.
Okay, then. Let that be the reason, okay?
Yeah, again.
Cash Cab won't be working that segment.
No, indeed. No, indeed. I'm like, okay. And then we have the convenient Russian myth that beer, up to 10% alcohol by volume, is a soft drink. And that will ensure...
What?
Yeah. They see beer as a soft drink in Russia. All right. Well, that's going to come to an end shortly following the enactment of restriction signed by President Dmitry... Oh, gosh. Medvedev in July. I'm sorry. My boy in Russia is... what's his name? Their prime minister. Putin. Oh, I can't think of his name. Ooh, that's a cold prime minister. He gets my respect. Sorry, y'all who don't like him. I do. basically, in July, beer had been rapidly replacing vodka as the country's primary alcoholic beverage, as people drank it around the clock in public places, since they pretend they were consuming nothing more than a powerful Coca-Cola. People, beer as a soft drink? Man, I love you, Russians, but damn, y'all can put them back. Two beers or three. Ooh, I'm toe up.
I'm telling you, and they drank it like a soft drink?
Yep, that's what they actually had titled it, a soft drink. But the president put that to an end. He was like, this is liquor because y'all drinking it like it's going out of style.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right.
Can we say AA?
Yeah, can you say too much? And what goes around comes around. In February, 12 villagers from South African shanty town allegedly burned down a pastor's home and killed him out of anger and fear that he was using an invisible penis to seduce women.
Oh, my God.
The accused, who are due to answer for their superstition in court in September, according to the African Eye News Service, became 11 in May when one of the men died mysteriously. And those 11 who are remaining are now terrified that the pastor's family has placed an active curse on them. Be careful, man. You might be walking around with an invisible penis.
Meanest penis.
Yeah. The August 6th revival spectacular in Houston, billed as a day of prayer and attended by 30,000 people at the Reliance Stadium, was also billed as a day of fasting, which apparently took at least a few worshipers by surprise. And Reliance concession stands, which were open all day, only added to the temptation to ignore the fast. One otherwise devout man from San Angelo, Texas, told the Texas Tribune that it was okay for him to eat because of an agreement he made with God earlier.
Oh, yeah. Let that be the reason.
Yeah, right on. Okay, Lord have mercy. German Pass, who was 33 years old, was sentenced in Orlando to 15 years in federal prison in June for sexual exploitation of a minor via the internet. He had begun contacting a 13-year-old girl and was using the screen name The Delightful Defiant.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he fights for his virginity.
Hmm.
Gareth Shand,
to string him up. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
6 years old, was welcomed to the first grade in San Antonio in August with an immediate in-school suspension. He has grown his hair long for a cancer support organization, but that puts him in violation of the school code's dress code.
What?
You have got to be kidding me, people. This young man is growing his hair out.
For to help cancer people,
exactly.
Right.
Because Jesse's daughter, Jordan, does this. She grows her hair out and cuts it. It's really, really a good organization, a good donation. But it goes against the school's dress code, so they put him in school suspension.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
And I bet his mom probably got it in a ponytail or something.
Yeah.
You know, where it's not, he don't look like a little girl or nothing.
Thank you. And if you know why he's doing it, come on, schools. Really? But, you know, to each his own. Okay. Direct pipelines from the Bidencon to U.S. enemies. A U.S. military investigation disclosed, according to a July Washington Post report, that at least four of the eight Afghan trucking firms involved in a $2.16 billion Pentagon contract designed to ferry supplies to American troops are likely to have employed subcontractors with direct ties to the Afghan Taliban.
Ooh.
Again, thank you, USA.
Ooh.
Really? You dumbasses.
You ain't long. Okay, no comment. I'll leave that alone.
United Nations investigators revealed, according to an August New York Times report, that about half of the U.S. supplied weapons for Ugandan and Burundian troops to battle the Somalian terror group called Al-Shabaab have ultimately wound up in the Al-Shabaab's hands. The poorly paid Ugandan and Burundian troops apparently found arms sales more profitable than fighting terrorists.
Damn.
Shame.
Damn.
Ooh, it's a cold world out here.
I got to be like Martin now. Damn, Gina.
Yeah, it's a cold world out here. Under our least competent criminals, charged with crimes that could send him to prison for life, Gary Laban, 50 years old, nonetheless chose to defend himself at trial. Okay, I got the sidebar on this. People, do not go pro se, okay? I don't give a damn if you've been to prison and you read a couple of law books or you went to a law library and read a couple of law books. You are not an attorney. Going pro se is an immediate death certificate. Now, some of y'all have lucked out and won your case, but overall, people, if the government provides a public defender, take it. And sometimes I know that could go against you, but overall, they are really for the people. So please use the taxpayers' dollars to the fullest, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Now, back to my story. Now, LeBron chose to defend him. LeBron chose to defend himself at trial and told the jury in August that any kidnapping, rape, or assault he might have committed on the 69-year-old, let me repeat that again, 69-year-old woman in Hawthorne, California in 2009 was, quote-unquote, self-defense. Laban insisted that he was in fear for his life because the 69-year-old woman was a gang member.
Oh, good God almighty.
Judge Catherine Sozano took the unusual step of advising the jury to disregard most of what Laban said during his argument. Juries quickly convicted Laban on all accounts,
mm-hmm.
and he awaits sentencing.
Which further validates what you said, get you an attorney.
Yes, thank you. And the News of the Weird Classic, this story was published in 2004. They felt the need just to repeat it again because it is funny. A two-week spree of five customer holdups in front of ATMs in Cambridge, Massachusetts, came to an end in November 2003 with the arrest of Richard McCabe, 38 years old. In four of the five robberies, bank security cameras photographed the perpetrator, and McCabe was apparently so disliked by so many that when police released the photos, more than 100 people called, eager to rat him out. Said a detective,
wow.
People knew him personally from dealing with him in the past.
Wow.
Yes.
He was number one popular then, huh?
Thank you. Exactly. And that, people, is the news of the weird. So we'll go ahead and get into these scores.
Well,
so,
wait. I got some more news.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted you to get that going. I got some commerce news and then a little bit to add to Sarah Palin.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. In commerce news, seven U.S. states have joined the United States Department of Justice, the DOJ, y'all, which I know you know, Shabby, a lawsuit to block AT&T's $39 billion proposed merger with T-Mobile. Well, the states that have joined in is California, Illinois, New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Massachusetts, and Washington State, believe it or not. At the heart of the matter is anti-competition. In an already concentrated industry, the AT&T and T-Mobile deal would shrink the field from four national players to three. Moreover, the combined AT&T T-Mobile entity would hold a whopping 43% of the market share, giving it a commanding lead over its three smaller competitors.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has been an important source of competition among the national carriers. Unless this merger is blocked, competition and innovation will be reduced and consumers will suffer. Quote unquote from Sharon Polson. She's the acting assistant attorney general in charge of the Department of Justice Antitrust Division. Many of the seven states that have joined the DOJ lawsuit also cited anti-competition as their concern as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Now, as far as sports, I just wanted to add this. So, moreover, Glenn Rice and Wycliffe, apparently former 76er Charles Barkley, has got a Sarah Palin Jones as well.
Oh, Lord.
On the top of the recent bombshell revelation, the Tea Party, Palin allegedly had a one-night stand with former NBA player Glenn Rice. Barkley recently announced that he had been crushing on Miss Right Winger for quite a while.
Ew, Charles.
Barkley appeared on ESPN's Waddle and Wally radio show where he gave kudos to Rice for allegedly sleeping with the former vice presidential candidate.
Oh, gosh, I'm going
to puke. If that story is true, more power to you, Glenn Rice. I would never vote for her, but I'll always vote Democratic. I think you got a better chance of helping poor people if you vote Democratic, but I'll always have a thing for Sarah Palin. And when I read that about the Glenn Rice-Palin hookup, Glenn Rice is my hero, said Charles Barkley.
Oh.
Back in January, Barkley let loose about his attraction to Palin to 30 Rock star Tracy Morgan. Morgan responded, "Let me tell you something about Sarah Palin. She's good masturbation material." Yes, unfortunately, we remember that just like it was yesterday.
Oh, my Lord. How gross.
I know.
Oh, Lord. Barkley.
Okay. So would you want to go into sports now, and then we'll do political last?
Yeah.
Or do you want to take a five-minute break before
well, no.
we go into sports?
Let's do the sports, and then we'll go ahead, because games are getting ready to final up. Right now, all my Cowboy fans, where you at? We better be pulling for our people because we in overtime right now with the 49ers. 24-24. Looks like San Francisco has possession. Dallas, you better be blocking these mofos and winning this game. I swear for goodness, if you lose today, woo! Okay, I'm back, y'all. All right. Now, I'm going to go ahead and give some of these scores. Now, for people who want to know who is playing tonight at 5:20 Pacific time, 8:20 Eastern, it is the Eagles and the Falcons on NBC.
That's going to be a good game. That's going to be a good game.
Well, Eagles are 1-0, Falcons are 0-1, so we shall see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, final scores. The Broncos beat the Bengals 24-22. Texans beat the Dolphins 23-13. Patriots beat the Chargers 35-21. That was a good game if anybody watched, especially the fourth quarter. That was a really good game.
Yep.
Sorry, Jason. Oakland Raiders lost to the Bills 38-35. The Lions whooped the crap out the Chiefs 48-3. I mean, were y'all even there today?
Dang.
Who are the Chiefs coach? You might need to look for another job.
Mm-hmm.
The Titans beat the Ravens 26-13. The Browns beat the Colts 27-19. The Buccaneers beat the Vikings 24-20. Saints, damn, beat the crap out the Bears too, 30-13. Damn, the Jets got the Jaguars 32-3. Was anybody there? Jaguars.
Wow.
Are you extinct?
32-3. They just walked over them like they weren't even there. They were just back there throwing them over the goal.
They were the only points they got in the first quarter was the field goal. Otherwise, the Jets got them. First quarter, 9 points. Second quarter, 6 points. Third quarter, 14 points. Fourth quarter, 3 points.
Damn.
They ate their ass on the third quarter. Ooh, good Lord. And, of course, the Jaguars have 4 turnovers, so, no, that does not help. Oh.
Yeah, they need to look at their coaching staff.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at the Seahawks. Seahawks, where were you today?
Where were you?
The Raping Burger and the Steelers beat y'all 24-0.
Ooh.
Y'all didn't get shit.
Damn, Seahawks, come on, y'all. We better than that.
Now, this is bad because what were we all saying in the Super Bowl? The Steelers stole our game. We was playing against the referees, which I still believe, and I'll say that to the day we die. But they just came to prove they were still better than us, 24-0 Seahawks. And I say us because I live in Seattle, so I got to give my love to Seahawks. Go Cowboys all day. But I respect my Seahawks, but 24-0? Every one of y'all need your ass whooped tonight. Every one of y'all. And bring them second string and special teams in because first strings ain't shit. Zero, y'all. You didn't even get a field goal.
There's no excuse for that.
Redskins beat the Cardinals 22-21. Looks like that was pretty good.
Oh, okay. There's Vernice's team.
There you go. The Packers beat the Panthers 30-23. And Monday Night Football is the Rams against the Giants. Comes on 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Western, ESPN. And those are the scores for our footballs. Now, we're still in overtime. Looks like it's 12 minutes left. Damn it, I wish I knew what channel this is on with the Cowboys and the 49ers, because it looks like the Cowboys have got possession. They're in the, looks like, if I'm looking at this right.
They may be on ESPN, if it's not on the Alphabet station.
Well, it looks like we're in a position where we can do a field goal and end this game. So come on, Cowboys, come on.
You got
on.
A TV in the studio, just check the stations.
It's not on ESPN.
Oh.
So, you football players got them NFL packages. Shoot a sister a text. Hit me up on Facebook. You know, let me know.
I know that's right. And that phone number is area code 646-727-2914. Area code 646-727-2914. At this time, we're going to take a break for about 5 minutes, and when we come back, we're going to be discussing politics.
Yes, indeedy. So get your strong opinions and get them ready.
Thank you.
Okay, well, welcome back, everybody, and we are back. And I think Chabonet's got an update for you, Cowboys fans.
Yes, I do. Cowboys brought it home in overtime, got that field goal, 27-25. 49ers, get your punk ass out of here. You didn't want none of this in the first place. But y'all should have been won this game. Okay, let's just keep it real. It shouldn't even went as far as it did. But the end result is what matters. And the Cowboys won. Woo!
Well, I'm glad somebody's happy.
Yes, yes, indeed. I'm going to bed with a smile. All right, okay.
At least your team won today.
Yes, yes, indeedy. Give it up, Cowboys. Yeehaw! Okay, I'm good.
Okay. He's so crazy. Okay, so now we're going to go into political news. I was sent this earlier this week to post on my website. And I think it's a very good thing. It's Congressional Reform Act of 2011. This is a proposal that someone is submitting to Congress. So, anyway, I thought it would be prevalent to share it at this time since we're talking about politics, and also gives everybody food for thought to think about some things. So think about your representative, your state senators, and what are they doing for you right now? Are they really working for the constituents, or are they working for themselves? Okay.
Good question. And if you do have an opinion, feel free to call in, area code 646-727-2914. Again, that number is 646-727-2914. Go ahead.
Caught me having a sippy poo.
That's how we do it, y'all. That's how we do
it. I want you to know we got the best producer in the world, y'all.
Woo-woo.
She pushes us martinis before the show.
Got to keep it relaxed. Got to keep it relaxed.
Okay, Congressional Reform Act of 2011. Number one, term limits.
Yes.
12 years max. Some possible options are below. A, 2 6-term Senate terms. B, 6 2-term House terms. Or C, 1 6-year Senate term and 3 2-year House terms. Number two, no tenure, no pension. Members of Congress receive salary while in office. That salary ends when they leave office.
There you go.
Number three, Congress members, past, present, and future, are to participate in the Social Security. All funds in the Congressional Retirement Fund move to Social Security system immediately. All future funds flow into the Social Security system, and Congress participates with all Americans.
Hello.
Number four, Congress can purchase their own retirement plan just as all Americans do. Hello, somebody.
Thank you.
Do you hear me? Let me read that again. Congress can purchase their own retirement plans just as all Americans do.
Hello. Hello.
Number five, Congress will no longer vote themselves a pay raise. Congressional pay will rise by the lower of CPI or 3%.
Good job. Good job.
Number six, Congress loses their current health care system and participate in the same health care system as the American people. I'm going to repeat that one.
Please do.
Congress loses their current health care system and participates in the same health care system as the American people. Thank you very much.
Thank you. See, I like that. I like that one a
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, I do too. And they would definitely understand SSI and Medicare, wouldn't they?
Thank you.
Viewpoints
would be a lot different with the job creators.
And I bet their voting would be a lot different, too, when it affects them.
But that's the only way it changes is when it affects them.
Yeah, because if it doesn't, they don't give a damn.
Mm-mm.
It's like, okay, whatever. you know, even though their constituents from their states are writing them or calling them and telling them the problems they're having out of work or they can't feed their families, blah, 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 they've lost their mortgages. But still, your primary concern is self-preservation, number one.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Hmm. Okay. Number seven. Members of Congress must equally abide by all laws they impose on the American people. That don't mean you get drunk and do a DUI, and because you're a congressman or you're a sitting senator, you get a pass.
Yeah.
No. If you're wrong, you're wrong, okay? Just like they're calling on all these little rappers and everybody else right now for the things that they do, Congress, you need to be right on that same page, okay?
Thank you.
Just because you are, if you're wrong, you're wrong. You're right, you're right. So if you're wrong, you should have to pay the cost to be the boss, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I agree.
Number eight, all contracts with past and present members of Congress are void effective January 1st, 2012. The American people did not make the contract members of Congress enjoy. Congress made all these contracts for themselves. Serving in Congress is an honor, not a career. The founding fathers envisioned citizen legislators, so ours should serve their terms and then go home and back to work, please.
Oh.
And that is my political hoopla for today.
Well, my question, I mean, I didn't really get too much of a chance to prepare for this, but wow, that was some good points. I like the one where they have to participate in the health care, because me being a person with pre-existing conditions and was always turned down or billed later on, and thank you and Dad for having my back. If they, I'm pretty sure there's some politicians that have pre-existing conditions, and if they had the opportunity to be either continually denied treatment or billed for treatment when you're paying into an insurance package, they might have had a different outlook.
Amen. And, you know, another thought to bring up, not to bring up your birth control contraceptive, but another thing is, when are you going to regulate the pharmaceutical industry?
Oh, yeah.
This is all a part of healthcare, people. If you're listening right now, please call in. When are they going to regulate the pharmaceutical industry? Because what they charge for pills is ridiculous. Or as young people say now, redunculous. It really is.
Yes, yes.
Now, you tell me, I was just speaking with a young lady the other day, and she was saying that she has no health care. I said, well, you know, Washington State is passing that bill that people that make minimum wage, the companies, well, depending on how many employees they have, will have to secure health care for their employees now.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if that becomes effective this month or October 1st.
I'm
but
not sure either.
Very shortly it should become effective. So
yes.
I know it's before the end of the year. That's for certain. But anyway, she was saying she's a student, she goes to school, and she works as well. She goes to school during the day, and she works at night. And she said she had to have a molar pull, one of her wisdom teeth, and she had to pay the money out of her pocket, along with her mother had to assist her to pay this bill. Because
wow.
She, it's not happening. And then she says, now if I turned around, and very nice young lady, she said, now if I turned around and I was a statistic, which is true, that had a child or two, then more options would be afforded her than would be as a single person not wanting to have kids, but, you know, look forward to her career goals, graduating from college and going into her career. And she said what she wanted to be was an RN. And right now kids are not in her portfolio. You know, good
you.
For her. Kudos for her. But she made a good point.
Yes, indeed, she did. Well, you know, some of these companies now, too, are supposed to, I'm not sure if it's passed or it was just a proposal that I believe it's either five or more employees they have to offer sick days.
Yes, they do. They do now. That you know, if they're making minimum wage, now anything above minimum wage, I guess that's up to the company what they address. But if you're making minimum wage, the company does have to respond with some type of health care, you know, for their employees. So, yeah.
Yeah,
you know. Because I think it's even down if they have five employees, they have to provide, even down to five. I think that was the lowest was five. If they had under five, it wasn't negated. So, yeah. But I just think, you know, Congress, I'm looking at that, and I'm like, well, you have children,
yeah,
but you're able to pay for your children. There's people out here that are not able necessarily, and they're doing the right thing.
Exactly.
You know, they don't want to become a statistical out here. But it looks like you'd rather give more, and I'm just speaking to the Republicans, excuse me, as well as the Democrats. You want to give more to the unmarried single male or female, whether it's the man raising the kids or the children, than for a person that doesn't want to go that route and is looking to achieve those goals that will pay them the money that they're not on the DSHS or welfare system,
mm-hmm,
what have you.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was me and my friend Faith last night, we were just talking about still dealing with politics, but just on a different issue. I had read last week where California was going to pass, I don't know if it's so much a bill, but more of a grant for $402 or $440 million. I mean, $402 million, or it's $400 something million to allow illegal immigrants to go to school, to college.
Mm-hmm.
I immediately had a problem with that because as an American, grants, scholarships are so scarce for us to continue either getting a technical or vocational degree, an associate's, a bachelor's, a master's, a PhD, GHD, whatever. It is so scarce out here for us, especially for minorities. And, well, not women, but minorities. It is. And you are going to come up with this amount of money when you already owe your residents of California money anyway.
Yes.
But you're going to offer this to illegal immigrants? See, I have a problem with that. And that, again, is coming out the taxpayers' pockets.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you.
Where is that fair? You
yeah.
know, because I can guarantee you now, if I go to Mexico, they ain't about to cut me no change to go to their college.
No.
They're not going to cut
no.
me no change to just write off their taxpayers' dollar bill. You know, we as a country in our Congress, I'm for giving people an opportunity, but we have to believe in taking care of home first.
Amen.
You know, and for some reason our Congress fails to do that. We always want to be the world police. We always want to show people or form countries to our democracy and look at our democracy. I am extremely disgusted with Congress as a whole. I don't give a damn if you're a Democrat, Republican, Tea Party, Independent, Green, whatever. I am truly disgusted. I almost question even voting now, and I've never questioned that because I've always found that as an honor as an American to voice my opinion. But it's like, is my vote now biting me in the ass?
Yep.
You know, you hear one thing, but you see something totally different. I am still a supporter of Obama. I am. And I know he did not create this mess. He inherited it. But I need to see follow through with him. I know he can only do so much in one term. And I'm not looking for an overhaul of putting us back to where we were with Clinton, because I doubt we will ever get back to that type of security when we had Clinton. But we
right.
need some type of follow through. I enjoyed Obama's speech. I think he said some very powerful words. But where's the backup? Where's the follow-through?
Yeah, see, that's where I'm at, too. You need to either shit or get off the pot. Something's got to do. You're the president. This is what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. And I understand some things he might be the president he does not have control over. That's
and
the
that's
Congress
true.
At the end of the day.
Yep.
Yeah, I understand that. But still, in some things, you are the final word. Make it be known.
Yep. That's right. Well, wait, let me tell you how Tavis Smiley got played. You know Tavis Smiley, the political pundit.
Yeah.
Well, he was on Sean Hannity the other day. And Sean, he took jabs against Obama this past Thursday, y'all, on Hannity's Fox television program. So during the segment, he called President Obama, Hannity did, losing his base. all but ignored Smiley's real purpose of appearing on the show, to promote his new PBS special about the black male achievement gap. And instead, he focuses on criticizing the president and the Congressional Black Caucus. Now, remember, y'all, him and
Cornel West
went around the country on this tour speaking against Obama. Now, they said they didn't. And kind of what I just prefaced earlier, you know, either make a decision, you know, step up, in other words, step up or get off the pot. Well, anyway, they went around doing this. So now he's on Sean Hannity's show, y'all, trying to discuss this black achievement program that he wants to get started, or let's discuss it, that, you know, Smiley was evidently there with the goal of promoting his PBS special about the special problems facing black boys in our educational system. But Hannity covered up his lack of interest in the issue by playing a brief clip from a special saying, before we get to that, which I think we are going to agree on, let's start with the point at which we disagree. I think Barack Obama failed as a president. He was more about that. Okay, y'all, sidebar. What goes around come around. You and Cornel West went around the country speaking against the man.
There you go.
Okay, so now you done got a white boy on the pay rag, and he wants you to pull him along with you.
Now deal with it.
Thank you.
Deal with it.
You got that little red wagon catching everybody on the way. You pulling him along.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, what more could he say? He figures that you agree with him, that you don't think he's shit as a president. Please. You know, you and Cornel West, whoo, but, oh, I don't even want to go there.
No, and I mean, I'm a true believer, and I know you are, too. Everybody is entitled to their opinion.
And they
know?
Are, and I value both these men.
Oh,
yeah. They're very intelligent, amazing, remarkable men. But you're not looking at the big picture overall. You are two black men. We have a black president. Did you stop to think about that?
No.
I'm not saying take up for him because he's black. Take up for him because we're somewhere where we have never been and never thought we would be in our lifetime. God bless us.
Yes. Yes.
Okay? Talk about the problem and bring a solution.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Now, that's one thing I have not heard from those two is, what are their solutions? I know they've nitpicked him to death over the negativity, but what have they offered to make a change? Not saying that Dr. Cornel West or Tavis Smiley don't make changes. I understand that. But while you are moaning and groaning over the president, what are you doing to step in? I mean, step up to the plate and get into politics. And I don't mean just a blogger of politics, because that's what they are when you're just speaking of from the outside. Step up in there.
Well, Tavis Smiley, he's wrote a few books about the American, black American injustices.
No, and I understand that. But if you are that hard up to see a difference, you're that dissatisfied with him, then get in there. Get in the Senate.
Yeah.
Get in the Senate and make that change. Run for presidency.
Talk to some of the lobbyists even, whatever that you need to do to infiltrate, get in there and filter those changes to come about.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. You know, it's not like they, you know, they might talk to a few people here. They might be involved in different organizations that are also involved in Congress. And I'm telling you, get your ass up in the, get there.
Yep.
Get in that Congress and make a difference.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because that's where it's going to be. That's where a lot of people, you know, like for me, I could never stomach being in politics. You know, I am truly for the people. I am. And I just feel I would become tainted being in there. You can be as strong as you want to and as strong as you can, but after a while, it takes a toll. You
mm-hmm.
break sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
And I refuse to be dirty or just let shit slide. No, because Congress is supposed to be for the people, regardless of what party you represent. You're supposed to be for the people. As far as I'm concerned, all y'all against us.
Yeah, right now. And I would tell the listening audience, all those that are listening in, I would tell you, write your congressman, your senator, your representative, and ask them, look and see what bills that they have voted for or voted against. And tell them, or even just write them about your situation, how you're living right now, that you've got laid off, that you're out of work, that you have children to support, that you have your parents to assist,
mm-hmm.
or whatever that may be. Write them and let them know, what are you doing for me? I'm like Janet Jackson now. What have you done for me lately?
Hello. Hello.
Hello. What have you done for me lately?
Yeah. Yep.
Mm, so.
Exactly. Well, I mean, look at your own individual states. Ooh, I made a mistake voting for Gregor. Huge mistake. I mean, our country, our state is ridiculous. We have, what, are we number three with the highest gas? Because we always keep beating out the nation.
And you know what? Why? When we get our gasoline from Alaska.
And the oil barrels.
We're at
down.
The fucking pipeline. Excuse me, FCC line one. We are at the pipeline, okay? Washington State is right next to Alaska. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
And we have some of the highest gas in the nation?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't even understand that. They need to regulate not only the pharmaceutical industry, they need to regulate the oil industry. But you see, you know why they never will? That's billions. Billions of dollars.
Oh, yeah, and everybody got their hand in the pocket. I don't
care which
party you are. You got your hand in that pocket.
Sure. They talked about Enron, but you know what? Enron was just a small skeleton in the closet.
Yeah.
Enron's just a small skeleton. If they really let it come forward to what's going on.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing you. Ugh.
Well, we're coming down to the end of the show now. And I want to say thank you to all the listeners that listen to the show. This has definitely got to be a featured show, y'all.
Yes, it
definitely.
Is.
This was a good show today. And we want to say again, happy birthday to our co-host, Bernice Rawlins. And, honey, I hope you enjoyed yourself today.
Heck yeah. Mad love to all you Virgos.
Yeah. Hello. Happy birthday, Virgos.
And, Con, I hope you had a great Virgo party last night. And if anybody could tell us who won between Mayhem and Ortez, please send us an email.
Yeah, please send us an email. Send it to theessenceofsuccess.com. As always, you can reach me on there. Please check out my website, theessenceofsuccess.com. You'll see your horoscopes for this month, and also political news, entertainment news is all on my website. And you can listen to the show if you scroll down to the right side of the page at theessenceofsuccess.com. Again, this is Talk to Me. I'm Lenith Chabonet.
Good night.
Out.
Have a good night, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll see you next week.